Have a seat, Andy Breckman. Make yourself comfortable. It's your radio show. It's just starting now.
I've heard good things.
You have?
No. Word on the street. Word on the street is very positive.
Yeah.
Although the street is...
A tough judge. A very tough judge.
Yeah. The street is my little street.
Yeah.
Who knows what they're saying behind my back?
So can you spit out your gum?
Oh, I'm sure I could. I'm not an idiot.
You just put that gum in right before the show began.
It relaxes me. It calms my nerves.
You and Irwin had this whole kind of gum exchange.
That's my relationship with Irwin.
Yeah. Gum-based?
I'm his connection, yeah. Mm-hmm. How are you doing, buddy? How was your week?
It's going okay. I'm almost better physically.
Oh, physically better?
Yeah.
And how are things at the station?
They're very, very busy.
Look, you've still got the parking lot. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
As long as you have that parking lot,
yeah,
then things are fine. Then all's right with the world.
I always know there's going to be a parking spot when I drive to work. It's a nice thing.
I'll tell you why that's funny.
Why?
We don't have the parking lot anymore.
No, we don't.
And now we're just wandering around Jersey City.
Selling roses.
The wandering Jews, the diaspora.
Trying to recruit people into the cult.
I don't know what you're babbling about now. What the hell are you talking about?
How do you think we get all our DJs? You think they come willingly? You think they walk through the door volunteering? No, man, we work it.
They come for the parking lot.
We work the street.
You'll find out why they're here. Hey, why is tonight's premise, why is tonight's show different from a typical WFMU DJ?
I don't know how.
Because the premise we have tonight just might work.
It might work.
That's how it's different.
There might also be a fatal flaw in tonight's premise. I've been a little bit worried about that.
Tonight's show is called Old Hippies Say the Darndest Things. Inspired by the old...
Art Linkletter segment.
Art Linkletter series, yeah.
It was a segment on his show, on his daily show. I used to love it.
I think Bill Cosby for years did a similar thing with kids.
Uh-huh.
Kids saying the darndest things.
Right.
But we're taking that and we're doing a little twist. We're flipping it. We're flipping it onto its ear. It's comedic jujitsu. You see how we're doing it?
We know we have a lot of listeners who are 60 years old or older.
The cutoff for old hippies?
Yes.
And
yes.
How do you know they're hippies? I think if they're listening to the station, it's a safe bet, right?
Right. It's an automatic filter. Exactly.
Old hippies say the darndest thing. So we're going to talk to old hippies. And if you call and let us chat with you for a minute.
We have a wonderful WFMU gift.
We have a gift. Every caller tonight gets a gift, a real, genuine gift. Nick DeBarn, our call screener, will take down your email address and we'll contact you after the show. 201-209-9368. You know, in my business in Hollywood, mm-hmm. ageism is a real problem.
I think in a lot of industries it is.
You don't see a lot of writers older than 50 or in mid 50s, even less. And because understandably, networks and want to attract younger viewers and. I guess it makes sense that younger writers will know how to attract them.
Yeah, they want people who are in touch with the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Right now.
I saw the zeitgeist from a distance.
How
but
is he?
I couldn't get close to him. I almost had a heart attack running after him. I just couldn't
but
catch him.
You're breaking the mold. You're over 60.
Well, I'm very talented. I'm talking about mediocre talents.
Yeah.
They're having a tough time.
But you're over 60. You're still in the game.
Well, you're looking at 60. You're coming up on it.
I'm looking at 60, but I don't consider myself an old hippie. Some people might.
Well, what do you consider yourself?
A hybrid.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, no?
No.
Yeah. What do you consider me? I consider myself a Newtant.
Yeah, Newtant.
A Newtant. Yeah.
A Newtant.
It's a new kind of human being.
Yeah, exactly.
And you, of course, were straight edge. Before there was straight edge, so you're not an old hippie.
I don't know what the hell I am.
No, you're not an old hippie.
I am not an old hippie.
Guarantee that.
I spent a lot of years mocking the old hippies.
Right. Well, you spent a lot of time with old hippies.
Well, I have. That's true, too.
On the folk circuit, which is why you turned out the way you did.
Done a lot of clog dancing, my friend.
Yes,
sung a lot of songs about mountaintops, my little friend. Never want to hear another song about a mountaintop.
I know you have, because I've seen you perform at folk clubs. And
has there ever been a good song that has the word mountaintop in it? The answer is no.
Oh, I'll find one.
It can't be done.
There's got to be a Neil Young song that mentions mountaintop, or a Dylan song.
Can't think of it.
Oh, I'm sure there is one. So if you're an old hippie, meaning 60 years old or older, and you want to talk about your life philosophy.
First off, we want to hear what kind of hippie you are. There's a dozen categories at least, right?
Absolutely.
There's activist hippies.
There's rainbow family hippies.
There's druggy hippies.
Druggy hippies. There's old school hippies. There's new hippies.
There's eco-activist hippies.
Right. Eco-activist hippies, as well as regular activist hippies. There's weapons hippies.
Weapons hippies? I don't know what they are.
Those are hippies who like weapons.
You mean actual guns?
Yeah, Hunter Thompson, David Crosby, Stephen Stills.
David Crosby, wouldn't you say, covered every single category? There are 12 different kinds of hippies, and he is the Vim diagram. He just covers all of it.
Yes, he does.
It's an amazing man, amazing human being.
Yeah, he's a hippie for every season.
Yeah, he's everything but a Newtant.
So, yeah, if you're 60 years old or older and you want to
call... And you get a gift. Everyone that calls gets a gift.
We want to hear about your best drug experience, your best psychedelic experience, any nutritional advice you might have.
How you met your old lady. They're not wives with the hippies.
Right.
Hippies don't get married. They don't believe in it. They don't need a piece of paper from the man to show their old lady that they're committed to the old lady.
Yeah, my grandparents... were unmarried. They had the common law marriage.
And why doesn't that surprise me?
I don't know. Why doesn't it?
Because this is not our first rodeo together.
No, it's not. So the phone
okay,
is
so
just ringing off the hook.
201-209-9368. Tonight's show, old hippies say the darndest thing. But wait, we're not just going to call you up and mock you. We'll be doing a little of that, but there's an actual gift. You go home with a real gift.
Yes, and I actually love hippies.
No one goes away empty-handed. I love them, too.
I have been hippie. I have been a hippie, I suppose, at some points earlier in my
childhood. How long was your hair at the longest it was?
It was very long.
This is at college?
No. Well, yeah, times in college it was very long, but then I started cutting it. That was when I started cutting it very short.
As a reaction to the...
Yeah,
you were disgusted by the hippies that you...
Yeah, well, I was a hippie pretty much from 72 to 77. I would say I was a hippie. And then at that point in 77, I rejected the hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw how well you were doing with your straight edge thing. And I wanted a piece of that action.
You heard me sing Railroad Bill.
Yes, I did.
That's all you need to convert to come on over to my side of the river. Okay, so let's put our first hippie on. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
No calls yet.
Oh.
No.
Wait.
Are we looking for
men or women? Men or women, right?
Yeah, men or women.
Do we have a special VIP hotline if you have a ponytail?
Yes, we do. We do have one. And that number is, are you ready to write this down?
Sure. The ponytail hotline. Sure, go ahead.
It's 201.
Yeah.
209-0843.
That's the ponytail hotline. You get right through. You get priority. Right?
Yeah,
priority
service. And what's funny about that is that nobody's calling. So it's the fast lane that we have for the people with a ponytail is completely...
Do you think if ponies could talk, they would be saying, please don't call it ponytails. It looks so stupid. please call it something else. It's just embarrassing to us ponies.
But ponytails are so cute.
Yeah, they are. On 60-year-old men?
No.
Oh, no. But hey, call us anyway. 201-209-9368. Call us before your free gift. A free gift. Every caller. Every caller goes home.
Every single caller.
No one goes away empty-handed.
We have a gift for every caller tonight. I was a hippie. I was a hippie myself. I've spent many, many hours and days and weeks amongst the hippies.
You've traveled amongst them?
I have traveled amongst them. I've lived amongst
them. You were embedded?
Yes. There was that, too, the time I was embedded amongst the hippies. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, Sheldon.
Hey, Sheldon. How you doing? Great to hear from you.
Now, you know Sheldon personally.
One old hippie to another, you know?
Yeah. So, Sheldon, why are you a hippie?
Why? I don't know. It's just the way it happened, you know? Lots of fun. Grateful Dead.
How many times have you seen the dead?
The real dead, over 100.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Lots of good stories.
Wow. And what was the high point of that part of your life when you were a deadhead? What was the one moment? The one moment you'll always remember.
The trip to Maine, Oxford Plains Speedway, 2-day dead show, great shows and great fishing and camping, and it was great.
Oh, and, Sheldon, I'm really sorry, but
there's a ponytail.
You've been great, but somebody's calling the ponytail hotline.
Okay,
but I got a new ponytail too. So
all right,
you should have called the hotline.
Well, Sheldon,
I didn't know the number.
We have a very special gift for
hippies,
you.
Hippies can't remember 10 digits.
Sheldon,
I love them.
Sheldon, we have a special gift for you and for every other caller tonight. And Andy, what is that special gift?
Every hippie that calls will go home with a official WFMU bar of soap.
That's right.
I know what you're thinking. What's a hippie going to do with a bar of soap? Well, maybe you'll have a house guest sometime, right? Maybe a family member will visit.
Right. A house guest who's not a hippie.
Might as well send them tits on a bull. There's nothing useless.
I got house guests coming that are not hippies this week.
Well, then they're going to love this. They're going to love that you're going to have a bar of soap.
We're going to send it to you overnight, Sheldon, so you get it in time for your non-hippie friends.
Yeah.
All right.
We lost our ponytail?
Am I the only caller?
Yeah, now you're the
only caller. Now you're the only caller.
Now you're the only caller again.
Played, Sheldon.
Sheldon, got to go. Ponytail hotline.
Okay, thanks, Sheldon.
Thanks for calling the ponytail hotline. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name's David.
Hey, David. How old are you?
I'm 66.
And, David, what kind of hippie were you or are you? How would you classify yourself?
I was a druggy sort of hippie.
Uh-huh. A druggy hippie? Time.
And were you like a psychedelics hippie? Or?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
How many times have you tripped?
I would say close to 100.
Wow.
And tell us about your most memorable acid trip.
Oh, I didn't have that experience ready. I was going to talk about a hashish experience.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
It was like around the summer of 1970, and we were all riding around. I was a little
1970.
Woo!
That's the year. That's the sweet spot.
We were riding around, and I had bought an ounce of Lebanese blonde hash.
Ah, I remember Lebanese blonde hash.
We tried to do it all in one night, and as we're riding around, we were in downtown Annapolis, and we were going by the Circle Theater. We saw that 2001 A Space Odyssey was playing.
Oh, fantastic.
I've never seen that. No, you've never seen it. You got to go see it.
You got to go see it. Got to go see it, man. Yeah.
And of course, we got up and sat down in the front row. Watched the whole movie.
Yeah. Because you could really take in the whole.
Sequence of receipts just getting blasted in the face by all that stuff.
Take in the whole monolith.
And when the credits started rolling, I looked at my buddy. I said, "Is that it?" He goes, "Ain't that enough?"
Ain't that enough?
Old hippies say the darndest thing.
They sure do. Hey, what do we have for Dave?
Hey, Dave, we are sending to you an authentic bar of WFMU soap.
Great.
Yeah.
Very limited edition production of real soap that we
pretty
use.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, we should explain to the hippies, soap is a soap is a product that some people use to
I think it's made out of
to cleanse themselves.
Animal fat.
Animal fat and condensed animal fat. And people use it in showers or baths.
I don't understand how it works.
No. But
if it's made of animal fat.
Your non-hippie friends will appreciate it.
Supposed to keep you clean?
It's I'm a rather clean hippie, and my ponytail comes with an explanation.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's hear the explanation.
I wore my hair short for quite a few years, and then about 5 years ago I had an automobile accident and suffered a subdural hematoma, and I had to have 2 craniotomies in 4 days. And
whoa.
Left a great deal of scar tissue on my head, but fortunately I have a full head of hair, and I was able to grow my long hair back out again.
Uh-huh.
It's about 4 inches past my shoulders now.
All right. That's great, Dave. Thank you.
It covers the scars.
Well, thanks for calling. Okay. Thanks for calling the Ponytail Hotline, Dave, and enjoy that bar of soap we're going
to
send.
We're talking to old hippies. Okay. Every old hippie goes home with a bar of soap, 201-209-9368. Maybe your old lady can teach you how to use it.
Can I make a request on the sound effects?
Yeah, sure. More, louder.
No,
anything
less.
You want, buddy.
Don't hit the cheering over and over and over again. Like, mix it up, the laughter and the cheering.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And the awe.
Yeah.
You just keep hitting the cheering over and over and over again. The phone number is 201-209-9368, and we are hoping to talk to hippies over the age of 60 about the good old days.
And if you have a ponytail, you get right through front of the line, 201-209-0843. Are we just trusting people? If they say they have a ponytail?
No, we should make them prove it by whipping the ponytail against the telephone. I know what that sounds like.
Ken Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, takes the show to another level. We're going to be whipping ponytails against the receiver.
Against the microphone.
Against the microphone.
Yeah, against the microphone part of your phone, the part you're talking to.
I used to have very long hair.
Oh, I've seen pictures. You had a Jufro.
No, I did not have a Jufro.
It was kind of a Jufro.
No, it was shoulder length. It fell.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I guess when I saw you, it wasn't quite that long, and it was more like a Jufro. Jet black hair. You had a
big head
of curly jet black hair.
It was not curly. You might be confusing me with Arlo Guthrie. Common mistake. Happens all the time.
You looked a little bit like Leo Sayer back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing my Leo Sayer impression the night we met.
Yeah, it was like kind of half Leo Sayer, half Gabe Kaplan.
Bar soap. Bar soap to the hippies.
And
it's as useless as a BA from Boston University. Might as well send them that.
And if you don't have a ponytail.
It's as useless as a resume
you can
on
call,
a WFMU DJ.
WFMU has been a springboard to many successful careers.
Yeah.
Andy Breckman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, successful is a funny word.
Yeah, it is. 201-209-9368 if you lack a ponytail. If you have a ponytail, 201-209-0843.
The name of our little show tonight, Hippies Say the Darndest Things.
They sure do. What's been your favorite part tonight? The trip up to Maine? To see the dead?
Did anyone talk about that? The dead? Was that
Sheldon,
mentioned?
Yeah, Sheldon. Big deadhead. Kind of a subgenre of hippiedom, I think, is the deadheads and the fish heads. Although Matt Warwick was saying that fish heads are different, that they can be a lot more aggro.
Well, we have moheads in our family.
What are the moheads?
Moheads follow. They're fans of the band Mo.
Oh.
Which is another,
that's right,
it's another jam band.
Uh-huh. So who's a mohead in your family?
My in-laws are longtime moheads. I don't know if they began as deadheads. Do fish heads and moheads, did they begin as deadheads? And then after Garcia passed, they found...
There's a huge amount of overlap in the fan bases of those two bands, yes, I think. Although, you know, there's certainly, you know, not 100% overlap.
I kind of envy people that have a band like that, don't you?
Why? That,
because it adds structure to their life. It adds some meaning.
Oh, you,
they have a relationship with the band. Well, you have a relationship with Neil Young.
I do. He appears in many of my psilocybin trips.
I don't know what that means. Is he still? Are you still a fan even after the news from this week? The news that broke about a week ago
about Neil Young.
About Neil Young, that he owned a slave in the 70s. He had a slave.
I hadn't
pretty
read
controversial.
That.
Yeah.
I had not read that.
Yeah,
This was on his ranch in California?
Apparently there was a lot of tension with Crosby, Stills, and Nash about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
He insisted on bringing his slave on the bus.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash were against the slave.
Who wouldn't be against the slave?
I would think Crosby.
It was indefensible. Who was going to be for? Who's going to take his side?
David Crosby.
And Ken Friedman, apparently.
David Crosby had slaves. He wrote that song, Triad. Why can't we go on as three? Your eyes are alive. Your mind is still growing.
Why can't we go on as unpaid forced labor?
Hi, you're on the air. Is this David?
Yes, it is. Hi. David number two.
Hey, David number two. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave. Thanks
David,
for calling.
David, what's your age?
61.
All 61 right. Is a perfect age for an old hippie. Hey, Dave, did you call the ponytail hotline?
Well, I did have a ponytail in the 70s.
No,
I guess call that,
the ponytail hotline is only for current.
To a lower level, like I'm David number two. I just try a little
Oh, my
harder,
God, the ponytail hotline is ringing.
Level. Oh, no, David, we're going to have to put you on hold. We do have a ponytail on the line.
David, hang on. Oh, we lost the ponytail. So, David, what makes you a hippie?
This doesn't get dumber.
What kind of hippie are you, David?
Yeah, what category of hippie would you say you were?
Well, I was. You guys left it out, and I was a little disappointed.
Tell us.
I was proud to be. You ready?
Yeah.
I was a peaceful hippie.
Wow.
Nonviolent. Just try to get along.
Uh huh.
Didn't want demonstrations back in the late 60s.
So you didn't even go. You didn't even go in March. You didn't even attend the marches.
No. Didn't do that. And actually, I went even further. Now, brace yourselves now.
Okay.
Now I'm a minister for 30 years, even though I still put my hair a little long, you know, sideburns.
Wow.
You're a radical priest.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not radical and not
ponytail
a priest,
hotline is...
Oh, we got to put you on hold.
Help people.
Excuse me, Father. David, we're going to put you on hold for a second. Talk to God for another minute while we talk to this ponytail.
Hi, thanks for calling the ponytail hotline. You're on the air.
You young whippersnappers.
No. Wait, go back to David.
Hi, David.
Yeah.
That was a fake call on the ponytail.
How'd he get
hotline.
Past Nick? Eagle-eyed Nick.
Nick doesn't screen the ponytail hotline.
Oh.
It's gone. It didn't go out over the air.
Okay.
I erased it.
Dear God. It's like showing the other team your offensive strategy, your the next play.
You're not supposed to do that?
No, you're not supposed to do that. Hey, we're back with David, the radical priest.
I wouldn't say radical, just peaceful. Actually, the opposite.
We had the radical priest at Uppsala College who married a couple of WFMU staff members back in the day, and he used to smoke weed with the staff.
But he didn't marry them both at once. He married one and then separated and then married the other.
No, I mean, he performed the marriage ceremony for two WFMU DJs who were getting married to each other.
No, that's not as cool, man.
No, it's not.
Not as radical and cool.
Yeah.
David, do you perform weddings?
No, I can, but I haven't.
Now, why has it never come up, I wonder?
Well, certain ones are asked. I'm married, happily.
Has no one in your congregation ever said, we're getting hooked, we're getting hitched?
Because everyone in our congregation, all the males particularly, can perform it. I just haven't been asked.
Ah.
It's not like, you know, I was raised a Catholic and only one person, a priest, can do it. The congregation I'm in, everyone can do that.
Anyone can marry anyone.
What denomination is this?
Well, I don't want to mislead anybody, but
it's
Kingdom Hall.
What is it?
Kingdom Hall.
Kingdom Hall, okay.
Kingdom Hall. It's a free-for-all, pretty much. Everyone's a priest. Every man a king.
Yeah, follow what Jesus said.
Yeah, you don't need a
kingdom to come.
Yeah, we're all priests in that sense.
I wish Jesus would call tonight. That would be the best call of all time.
Well, we should give him a special hotline.
That would be, yeah. And he is listening if we just go to him.
Yeah,
and he has a ponytail.
He does.
Yeah.
How much did he pledge last year?
That's a misconception. I was taught that too. There's a lot of tradition in certain religions. I was raised, Catholic, and I thought he had long hair, but scriptures say no.
He had short hair?
Yeah.
Jesus was like straight edge?
He was straight edge, yep. Like me. What is like me a, in high school.
Like a buzz cut?
But he was hip, but he had short hair, too.
Wow.
And a beard.
So you don't subscribe to that Shroud of Turin as being the face of Jesus?
I'm sorry?
The Shroud of Turin.
Turin, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes,
oh,
thank
no,
you.
No,
that's not
no. A lot of what we're raised on is tradition.
Yeah.
Based on Holy Scrolls.
And tradition but isn't tradition always true, always accurate?
No.
What? Wait, what?
Not. Check your encyclopedia. Jesus did not have long hair and many other things we were raised on.
So you're describing Jesus like with a buzz cut and then a big beard.
This is heresy.
It's like
this is crazy talk.
He sounds like a member of the Good Rats or
this is a real radical priest, my friend.
Like from some hardcore scene or something.
Just sticking with the scriptures.
Okay. Just stick he's taking
not
it literally.
Tradition.
Well,
yeah, David, he's thinking for himself, Ken. Maybe that scares you. Maybe you can't handle it.
It is
but I did enjoy the music a lot of the late 60s and 70s.
What was your favorite?
And when the Vietnam War ended, it seemed like the music also kind of changed. And then a year or two later, the disco started.
Uh-huh.
Do you like that Neil Young stuff?
70s, up. That's when
Ponytail Hotline.
Music.
Yeah.
David, we got to go. The Ponytail Hotline is ringing, but great talking to you, Father David. Oh, man.
Boy, old hippies say the... Darn this thing, and Father David is going home with
a bar of WFMU soap.
One bar of WFMU soap. Not that he'd know what to do with it.
Oh,
he'll just stare at it. It'll just baffle him.
Somebody in his congregation might know what to
do. No,
about.
They're all hippies. They're all little Davids.
Well, maybe there's
it's a whole squadron of these guys.
Maybe somebody on the
they just go around marrying each other.
Maybe somebody who works on the janitorial staff.
Can explain it.
At his congregation.
Or, before we mail it out, we can write up a quick instructional little booklet.
Well, it's a very, very small bar of soap. You'd have to write very small.
Well, you don't write the instructions on the actual product.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Hippies say the darndest thing, then you're one of them, buddy.
Hey, thanks for calling the Ponytail Hotline. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Mike down at the Bat Ranch. I have a ponytail.
All right. Hey, Mike. It's Mike at the Bat Ranch.
Can you confirm that he does, in fact, have a ponytail?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. We're at.
And, Mike, do you consider yourself a hippie?
Well, yeah, a techno hippie.
Yes, a
techno hippie.
A techno hippie, yes.
That's a new category.
Yeah, I've been a techno hippie since the 1970s.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what was your initiation into the world of techno hippiedom? What was your first gizmo, do you remember?
I built a portable laser, which nowadays everybody has laser pointers. Back then it wasn't easy.
And where did you get the plans for that?
I bought the tube off of some surplus place and built the circuitry, just designed it and built it myself.
Oh, really? You weren't even following a schematic from Popular Mechanics or anything?
No.
Or the Anarchist Cookbook. Do you remember that, Kenny?
Oh, I remember the Anarchist Cookbook.
Yeah, you used to give it away for Christmas gifts, didn't you?
Mike, do you remember the Anarchist Cookbook?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Whole Earth Catalog.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then Signals.
I have an issue of the Whole Earth Catalog.
Right,
on
Stuart
my
Brand.
Shelf,
that's right.
Know,
I was reading the Whole Earth Catalog back in high school.
Yeah, that was before the internet. That was the internet before the internet.
Right,
yeah.
And then they put and then Stuart Brand put out that book Signals, which was sort of like opening up information into the Whole Earth Catalog and the internet and stuff like that. Yeah, that had a huge influence on me.
Love to hear you two hippies going at it.
Thank
just
you.
Just yapping
you.
Away,
yep.
Flapping your lips.
Yeah,
nothing sweeter, no sweeter sound in the world than two old hippies.
Mike, did you do a lot of psychedelics?
Yes.
How many times have you tripped?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Well, you're an amateur compared to some people, right, Uncle Ken?
Not to me. I'm a neophyte.
Wait, so you took 100 trips?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but there's but it's clear there's been no long lasting damage.
Exactly.
No,
yes.
I'm as sharp as you've ever been.
I'm
sure.
LSD is completely non toxic.
Completely non toxic.
It is.
What could go wrong?
One of the most important inventions of humankind ever.
Well, I know the laser pointer for one. It inspired the development of that.
And Mike, what's your favorite psychedelic? Is it psilocybin or LSD or DMT?
Organic mescaline.
Organic? Oh, so peyote, like
right,
organic?
I don't know if you've ever actually tried peyote, but the thing about peyote, it's great. It's a lot of fun, but you will throw up. That's
yes.
just the deal. You eat it, and then a little while later, you throw up.
Right, kind of like ayahuasca, too.
Yeah, and then you, did you hear...
Hey man, if you love peyote, you're gonna love the soap we send you.
Welcome to the Hotel Ayahuasca. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, it was amazing.
That sounds great.
Where did you hear that? Was that on FMU?
Oh yeah, just last week or the week before.
Oh, was it a live performance or a record or something?
It was a record. Oh. I forget the
it was a parody of the Eagles song.
Yeah, Hotel California.
Hippies love parodies. Hippies love parodies of Eagle songs.
And hippies love ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ayahuasca. Yeah,
perfect.
But anyway, so that's the thing.
Now, what can you do with soap?
But if you can, you know, if you can have a chemist just extract the mescaline from the peyote.
Ah.
It's these blue crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue crystal, just like in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Baby
yeah,
blue.
What could be wrong?
Yeah. And Mike, Mike, we're sending.
I've never been prouder of my audience.
Mike, we're sending everybody who's calling in tonight a genuine bar of WFMU soap. And
you can crush it. You can inject it right into that vein.
Well,
right between your toes. Crush it, blend it, puree it, and shoot it up.
Bathroom at this very moment.
There's nothing better.
Well, Mike, what could somebody do with soap to cause a chemical reaction? There's nothing like baking soda and vinegar
right,
that we could do.
You know, you can carve things out of it, right? Isn't that like a prison thing? You carve a gun out of soap and
great idea. Right, and then cover it with shoe polish.
Yeah.
And then go to a drugstore and steal a bunch of cough medicine.
No, steal soap.
Steal more soap. Steal soap.
All right.
Steal soap.
Make more guns.
That would be like how they do things. That would be like how crazy Dipsy Doodles do things in Warsaw, Poland.
Well, Mike,
right, you know, keeping the hippie ethos alive through all these decades.
Now, what could be more important?
It's been difficult.
It has been difficult. Yeah.
Let Mike speak, Andy.
Yeah.
Jeez, Louise.
Well, and I just
hey, there's no need for that kind of language.
I have a support group in WFMU.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I believe they're called enablers.
I believe
that's the technical word for it.
Keeping the hippie dream on life support. That's our slogan.
Right.
Okay.
And
well,
you know, God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you and your work.
Thanks,
Ken
Mike.
Friedman.
And thanks for calling the Ponytail Hotline, and enjoy the soap.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And
bye, Mike.
I'll be listening.
The Ponytail Hotline is 201-209-0843, and the non-ponytail number is brand new. It's 201-209-9368. And we're out of calls. Enjoying your sound effects board tonight?
I am.
Very good.
I think I'd like it to be a permanent addition.
Okay. You tell me what sound effects you want, and I'll put them on there.
All I need is a little laughter. This is so much easier than actually earning it yourself.
Yeah. But I
this is like trust fund laughter. This is laughter that's just handed to you.
Oh, I have another laughter that you probably will love. Oh, my God, I forgot about you. Jeez.
You mean the different kind? Oh, I do like that.
Yeah.
Girls laughing.
Yeah, pretty girls laughing.
Pretty girls laughing.
Yep.
That's why I was born.
Yeah, there it is for you. It's called.
But how do I do it?
It's called group giggle. Isn't that wonderful?
You know what it really is?
Yeah, I know. It's like
sweetest sound on earth.
Yeah, it's like heroin into your spine.
It is.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, my friend.
Sure, no problem. I mean that as a good heroin into your spine being a good thing.
I know, amen.
201-209-9368.
If you have a ponytail, you cut to the front of the line.
As several people have tonight.
201-209-0843. And you can confirm that last caller had a ponytail.
Oh, I've met him, yeah.
He lets his freak flag fly.
Boy, does he ever. He's an amazing guy. He's
Hundreds of acid trips later.
He's invented a lot of amazing things.
Well, I know about the laser stick. I know about the laser pointer.
That was when he was 12 years old, the laser. Hi, thanks for calling. Old hippies say the darndest things. Now,
where's our female hippies?
Good question. Yeah.
I hope we're not intimidating them. Hey, thanks for calling.
Female hippies, as women often do, had to literally and figuratively clean up the mess made by old hippies, so I think they stopped.
And how old are you?
Male hippies, so I think they stopped sooner.
They stopped being hippies?
Yeah.
How old are you, sir?
I'm in my late 50s.
And
close enough, I guess.
I've always considered myself a reform hippie because I bathe and I eat non-organic in restaurants.
What is this guy doing on the phone?
Very much in analogy to, you know, keeping kosher at home.
What kind of hippie were you when you were a hippie?
I'm not sure I ever was a hippie.
Oh, okay. Ken, this is a reform.
I was barefoot for about 3 years in college.
Barefoot?
Well,
and
that's a hip. That's
and hip. I didn't smoke weed, but it was from a very.
Oh, I think he's a poser. This guy. You went through the motions. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Going barefoot is.
It does sound. Going barefoot might even be like a martial arts thing. Okay. And you weren't
Eventually, it was.
You have to have some standards.
Oh, it was a martial arts thing. He even admits it.
Ken, we need some standards.
But how about this? I didn't do drugs, but it was from a really in a really self-righteous way that
That's straight edge. That's
welcome
more,
to my world.
That's more punk rock. That's straight edge. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, but I wore my
I'm sorry,
long.
Sir. I'm sorry, sir. We have to move on.
We're looking for real hippies.
We have a real hippie on line one. Hi, thanks for calling. Old hippies say the darndest things. You're on the air.
Hello, is this me?
Yes, it's you. What's your name?
Hi,
is it him?
Peter.
Hi, Peter.
How old are you, Peter?
I'm 60.
Good enough for us. And would you consider yourself a hippie? And if so, what kind of hippie are you?
I'm an ex-hippie because now I pay taxes, I cut my hair, I drive a sensible vehicle. I do sort of remember the good old days back in the People's Republic of Montclair.
Uh-huh.
And it was, from what I remember, it was a pretty good time.
But wait, but what turned you, man? How did we lose you, man? Where did
I
we go wrong?
I got older and realized that, like, smoking pot and having sex with girls who didn't shave their armpits wasn't really a life course that I wanted to spend a lot more time on.
Hmm.
Oh, man, you're breaking our hearts.
Very weird.
Very weird.
We don't have the right sound effects for you, Peter.
If we don't have the right sound effects, I don't know if you're eligible for our free bar of soap.
No, he's eligible for the soap.
I don't know if he is. He's no longer hippie.
Well, hang on a second.
I'm guessing he has liquid soap.
Yeah, Peter, you probably have a lot of soap. You probably have a lot of soap at home, right?
Let's see. My wife uses Dove. I use.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have to go, Peter.
We're looking for real hippies. Real hippies that would be repulsed by the idea of having soap.
Right. Here's Mario in Mount Hope. Thanks for calling, Mario.
Now, Peter, just listen and learn. Mario.
You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Andy.
How you doing?
Now, this is
good.
A hippie.
Mario, how old are you?
I'm 62.
There you go. That's how you do it.
And what kind of hippie were you or are you?
I was a deadhead, druggie, you know.
Uh-huh.
Deadhead.
How many times have you seen the dead?
150 times over the 40 years.
Jeez. Favorite psychedelic experience you've ever had?
Probably the first time I seen them, I was 17 at Watkins Glen with 600,000 people.
Wow.
And, over the course of 3 days, I took about 9 hits of acid.
Wow.
Wait, I was there. I think I remember you. You were wearing an orange tie-dye T-shirt. You were by...
I don't know if you've ever seen the early Dead album where everybody's face is distorted. Well, that's kind of like what the people were looking like, and really never had that experience after that. So,
Old hippies, Ken. They say the darndest things.
Mario, are you in that photo?
No.
No, the photo is like a drawing, Ken. He's saying it was like that. And that's how it felt.
Mario, any nutritional advice for us?
Nutritional.
Or you weren't that much. You weren't like a nutritional hippie.
Mario, what are you doing? How do you pay the rent these days?
I work. I work two jobs. I'm in the restaurant business.
So
he's still kind of a hippie.
He's a closet hippie.
I don't know about that. He still sounds pretty hippie-ish.
Well, I quit smoking pot. My wife found my pot plant last year, so...
Oh, Peter.
Oh, bummer, man.
Peter.
The rigid Republican, and that didn't go well.
Oh, bummer, man. Peter, oh, your wife threw out your pot.
You're harsh in my mellow, Peter. I'm going to move on to the ponytail hotline, but thank you for calling. Thanks for calling. Oh, they're not
we
there.
We lost our ponytail.
Oh, we lost the ponytail.
Let me tell you something about guys with ponytails. They have very little patience.
Really?
They're not going to stick around, buddy. They're not going to stay on hold. They're hippies. They've got things to do.
Huh.
They've got hammocks to lie on.
I wanted
They've got mushrooms to chop up and inhale.
Before the program's over, I want a hippie with a ponytail to whip the ponytail against the phone. I haven't heard that yet.
To prove that they actually possess one?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's fine that we're using the honor system, you know, but still.
This is like a whole subset of our listeners. Would you say this represents most of our listeners?
No. No.
Would you say it represents the saddest portion of our listeners?
No.
I know.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, I know.
Absolutely
These might be the
not.
Highest. We might be talking to the highest functioning section of our listeners.
Maybe. No, I don't. We have a lot.
I think we are.
We have many different kinds. They
can dial the phone. They can dial the hotline or the normal line.
Right.
Let me give the number out
again. They can remember several decades into the past.
Yeah, I'm sure they can remember many of the members of the Grateful Dead. 201-209-9368. If you have a ponytail, we have a hotline for you. You get right to the front of the line. 201-209-0843.
Ponytail hotline. Who's your favorite member of the Dead?
Well, I am a fan of the Dead.
Yeah, so not counting Jerry Garcia, who's your favorite?
I guess I'd have to
member.
Say Jerry Garcia.
No, not counting Jerry Garcia. It's too
Well,
obvious.
If you eliminate Jerry Garcia, if you take him out of the equation,
yeah.
I guess my answer would be Jerry Garcia. That's how cool he was.
Okay.
You can't take him out of the equation.
And you're okay with Jerry Garcia, even though he was a heroin addict?
I've been mistaken for him a couple times.
That's right. I can believe that.
Yeah.
When you were younger.
When I had my hair and my beard.
Right. It was kind of a Leo Sayer, Captain Trips.
But I had that beatific smile.
Gabe Kaplan.
I kind of had his build, you know. He's
That's
a big
right.
guy,
yeah.
heavy set guy. And,
wow.
And no, I was mistaken for him. I actually was in a hardware store once, like a Home Depot's hardware store, and a young woman who worked there was following me around aisle to aisle.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, does she think I'm shoplifting? Like, what is the problem? And she kept looking at me, and then she finally came up to me, and she was very tentative and very quiet, and she said this, Jerry?
Oh
she
God.
Thought she thought Jerry Garcia was shopping for hammers in East Hanover.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh man, the switchboard is lit up. Let's go to the ponytail hotline. Hi, you've called the ponytail hotline. You're on the air.
Oh hi.
Hi.
I called the regular.
A woman. Well,
well
you,
but
you,
the
you,
ponytails yes. don't count on chicks.
Yes, they do.
No, they
I'm
don't.
A
it doesn't.
Hippie.
But ponytails don't count when
yes, they
on
do.
A chick. No, they don't. All sorts of chicks have ponytails.
Well, what's your
Cheerleaders
name?
Cheerleaders have ponytails.
What's your name, ma'am?
Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Martha, you're an old hippie. What kind of hippie are you?
I'm still a hippie.
Still, she's proud
changed.
To be. She's never changed, Ken. Why
I
should
never
she?
Changed.
Why should this woman change?
Never
That's
change,
right.
Martha. What kind of hippie are you?
A little bit of everything. I was into the music. I was into the drugs. Uh-huh. Into the outfits.
You have
cool
any,
outfits.
Yeah, cool outfits. You got to admit that.
Do you have any nutritional advice for us?
No, ask her what her...
Eat good food.
Eat good
don't
food.
Don't eat garbage.
Okay. Eat garbage good. Like donuts? Would that be garbage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old hippies.
Pre-mixed stuff, you know?
Yeah,
Oh, processed food.
Don't eat the canned stuff.
Right, no processed
stuff.
You
want to
buy
real food.
You want to buy food that has green on the label and on the
Absolutely.
Box. Right?
Natural.
Green. Look for that color green. You go to Whole Foods.
Okay.
It's going to cost you a little more, Ken, but it's the only it's the only planet we have. Am I right, Martha?
That's right. There is no number two.
There's no number two. If there was, I'd be in a spaceship tonight.
Why?
If there was an option.
Why?
Well, maybe they have, like, better, you know, cheaper cable. Better movies.
I see. Grass is always greener.
Maybe the grass is greener on that other alternate bizarro world. Hey, come on over. The grass is greener. That's enough for me.
Martha, did you do a lot of psychedelics?
I did it four times.
Uh-huh.
Four times.
four times.
And Martha, tell us about the outfits that you mentioned.
Long, flowy, Indian-type crinkle skirts. Tops that had flowers embroidered in them.
I can just imagine you.
Had mirrors in them.
Did you wear any patchouli?
Oh, yeah, and sandalwood.
Patchouli and sandalwood.
And were you ever at any point in your life on a in a field in a field of mud spinning around and around?
No, I'm afraid not. I missed Woodstock. I was up in New Hampshire. I was working at a summer theater.
Aw.
Wait, hold on. You don't have to say aw, Ken. I've got aw covered.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you truly are exactly what we were hoping to talk to.
Oh, cool.
And,
that's groovy.
And you are, and it is groovy, and you are shameless and not apologetic at all about being an old hippie.
Absolutely.
And Martha, because...
I think it's the best lifestyle on planet Earth.
It absolutely is.
Is it on planet Earth?
It is.
I don't know. That's debatable.
No,
it's a lifestyle.
Not on the other planets.
Mm-hmm.
And Martha, how did you make a living all these years?
I've had several types of jobs, usually administrative assistant or secretarial work.
Mm-hmm. And did they ever know that? Did these...
The last job that I retired from was working for the state as a clerk in the New Jersey court system.
Did your bosses or your coworkers ever know the real Martha?
Oh, God, no.
No.
There's some things I would never, ever tell them.
It's like you were living a second double life, wasn't it?
That's right. Double agent.
You were like a double agent going out into the world, into the straight world.
Yeah, exactly. Pretending to be a regular person.
Only here on FMU could you really let your hair down and we could meet the real Martha.
Yeah, that's right. Because you guys understand. You get it.
Well, I don't get it, but I can pretend to get it.
I get it.
Yeah, Ken gets it.
I get you, Martha.
I get you, Ken.
Martha, we have a special gift for you. I'm going to put you on hold, and Nick the Bard's going to pick up and get your email address.
We're sending you a bar of soap, Martha.
Oh, groovy.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It'll start sudsing up when it gets wet. But don't be afraid.
I hope it's a nice smell.
It's a great smell. It's called WFMU Miracle Soap, and it's coming to you. Hang on for Nick the Bard. Thanks, Martha.
We're sending soap to hippies. Now that's a public service.
And Nick, if you can pick up line 4. There we go. That's Martha on line 4.
Soap to hippies.
And the phone number, if you're an old hippie, 60 years or older, we would love to talk to you at 201-209-9368.
Why don't we send them a box of wet salt? That's useless. That's equally useless.
That's expensive. Wet salt.
Soap to hippies. It's crazy what we're doing. It makes no sense.
Why would we send wet salt?
I'm just saying, that's right. It makes no sense. It's like having a third nipple, a third armpit. You don't need it. It's a glass hammer. You know, it's a useless item. That's why it's so damn funny.
It's an advantage. I mean...
What, having a third nipple?
Having a third armpit.
Where would it go? This is finally the stuff I was hoping to get into. Finally, 50 minutes into the show. Ken's going to tell us where the third armpit would go and why, from an evolutionary point of view, it would be an advantage. Ken Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
It would go under your third arm. And all those times when you ask somebody to give you a hand, you wouldn't need it because you'd already have one.
Any way to take back that applause?
No.
No? Fine. Fine, Kenny.
Yeah.
Fine, Kenny.
How many times have you said that to somebody? Give me a hand over here.
And if they had, if I had a third arm, I wouldn't have to.
Right, exactly.
That's fine, Kenny. Yeah. Any calls at all?
No calls. Ponytail hotline still 201-209-0843. Non-ponytail line is 201-209-9368. This is the first week of the WFMU schedule. Irene is coming up at 7 o'clock with her new one-hour show tonight.
Here she is now. Good.
Featuring a live session with Duck Baker. Amazing guitar player. Amazing, amazing guitar player.
Hey, let me ask you something, because you're the station manager here. This is a little off subject. How can I get off the damn schedule? What does a guy have to do? I've been as irresponsible as I could be. I've been insubordinate. You have to admit that.
Right.
My attitude is horrible.
Uh-huh.
I don't respect the other people here. I mock them openly.
There's a
What do I have to do?
There's a release form that you would have to fill out.
I've filled them out every week. I've begged you. You've seen me cry.
You
get me off of this thing.
you have turned the form in, but it hasn't been notarized.
Get me off of this train. I'm looking down the trestle. The bridge is out. I got to get off this train.
You have to get it notarized. I need to know the expiration date of your driver's license. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
You make it impossible for people to quit, Ken, and you know it, and it's an intentional policy.
It's a simple form. You just have to
fill
out.
You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing.
You have to fill out the form and turn it in and just get it notarized. Other people have managed to do it.
Who does the guy have to kill?
Just a couple of minutes more. Irene, are we starting with the vinyl or with the file? Okay, we're starting with the vinyl.
Oh, you know it's going to be a good show. We're starting with the vinyl.
Yes, sir.
Where do you go from that? If you start with the vinyl, where do you build to?
Oh, that's great. I love starting to vinyl rather than fishing around for the digital file.
Well, we have time to talk to one or two more hippies. If you're looking for your WFMU bar of soap, give us a call, 201-209-9368.
We will never manufacture soap again. This is a limited edition item, the WFMU
Miracle.
Is it
from some old marathon, some old...
Yeah, we gave it away two different marathons. We gave away the WFMU Miracle soap. And
it's a miracle that these hippies will use it. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? Hold on. Hold on. Love that. Wait, where's my girls laughing? Where's the giggling girls? Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. You give the line again.
Miracle soap, yeah. It'd be a miracle if these damn hippies ever use it.
There you go. That was a good zinger, Andy.
You know what? I don't think I need you anymore. Ken, all I need is that little button.
Hey, we have another hippie. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hi. What kind of hippie were you or are you?
Still kind of am, but toned down. I'm bald now. No hair.
Bald. Wait, bald. They're the greatest kind.
Sold bootleg t-shirts for 30-something years.
Bootleg t-shirts, like concert t-shirts and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how many concerts, what percentage of the concerts were you kicked off of, out of?
No, the Deadheads hated me because basically...
Wait,
they were not liking that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they embraced all sorts of bootlegs, and I thought
No. The thing is, that there's in the parking lot, that was one thing, but once you're in the stadium or in the concert hall, you're supposed to respect that this is your territory. T-shirts while the music's on.
Oh, I see. You walked in with how many t-shirts into the concert? You walked in with dozens of t-shirts?
Dozens. Yeah, well, I have...
You know what? This is my kind of hippie.
I had them in my pants. I had them in my socks.
This is an entrepreneurial hippie.
He's a capitalist hippie.
Gotta love him. He's
a capitalist and a idiot.
And bald.
Yeah,
he's a rebel. He's everything, buddy. He's something for everyone.
Well, thanks so much. Did you talk to Nick before he put you on the air?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be sending you a bar of WFMU Miracle soap.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're never manufacturing it again, and not because of the incident that occurred. It's just we just probably wouldn't do it anyway.
Oh, whatever. That's the reaction we hope to get from our fans.
Thank you to Veronica. Thank you to Nick the Bard. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Hey, next week, if I'm around, we'll do a Father's Day show.
Excellent. We're online at WFMU.org. In Real Life is off for the summer, and Irene has taken over the 7 p.m. slot tonight with her special guest, Duck Baker.
background. My guest for tonight, Duck Baker. From his new LP, Duck Baker plays Monk. He's doing the Thelonious Monk tune off minor. And we did a nice little recording a couple of weeks ago. Coming up, here's the result on WFMU. I'm Irene Trudell here on WFMU, and joining me in the studio right now is a really great guitarist who's, well, you know, there's just so much about him that I know and don't know that we're going to have to chat a bit about this. But I have Duck Baker here in the studio, and I'm really glad you were able to make it here today. It's you're not in the States very often, even though you are from here. But
well, thanks for having me. I don't get over, well, sort of like about once a year, and it's kind of like I'll one time go to San Francisco, where my daughter lives, and I still have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then another time I'll come to the East Coast and come to New York and or Virginia, where I grew up and still have family.
But you happen to be here in New York and based around a couple of gigs, which unfortunately will have happened by the time this airs.
But there's always next time.
That's right. But you've got a nice guitar in hand. How do you pronounce it? Is it Takamine or Takamine?
Oh, this is a Takamine. This is kind of my... This is the guitar that I own that lives on the East Coast, so I don't have to fly back and forth with guitars. Especially nowadays, they make you pay if you're going to have a suitcase and something else.
Right, and you have to worry if they're going to treat it right and not crush it. But that's a whole nother issue.
So I tend to have one nylon strung. This is sort of a flamenco guitar, though it's a mass-produced approximation of a flamenco guitar. And I have one that's a better approximation that lives on the West Coast. My real flamenco guitar lives at home,
mm-hmm.
and then I also have a classical guitar at home. And then I tend to borrow steel string guitars when I'm touring around because I start with steel, and I do go back to that like for about 20 or 30% of what I play.
Yeah.
I've got a guitar in every port.
Well, that helps. That really helps. But so you're going to start us off with a tune, and... what are we going to hear first?
Well, I'm going to warm up with a tune that I've often warmed up with over the years. This is and this will give an idea, really. When I was coming along, I was what we called a finger picker. I came mm-hmm. out of the folky world, listening to people like Dave Van Ronk was one of my early idols.
Yeah.
Over in the city, and the way he played ragtime on the guitar, finger picking. And so I got interested in that, and I got interested in trying to play swing tunes that way and then doing a little bit of improvisation. So here's a swing tune that everybody knows, whether they know it or not. It's called Back Home Again in Indiana. Thank you.
Duck Baker playing live here on WFMU. And, you know,